We all worry, or should worry, about malicious parties compromising our computers, stealing our identities, raiding our funds, or paralyzing our companies. There are many ways for hackers to do so, such as simply sending an attractive email that installs malware when we open it. Another way is intercepting our communications, emails, browsing, Wi-Fi phone calls, though that requires breaking the encryption code or codes. These codes use an extremely clever design in which our digitized data are processed in combination with enormous integers up to 512 bits long. Each legitimate party in the communication, for example, you and your bank, may need to factor the integer to two big prime numbers. In common methods, the parties exchange encryption keys. A hacker who intercepts the encrypted communication has to do the same mathematical decomposition without any hints, and that's an enormous computational effort. Now there are quantum computers in development that may ultimately do such arithmetic computations with staggering speed using quantum superposition that tests many possibilities all at once. Will Q-Day come soon when quantum computers will be usable to break all existing codes? In a recent issue of the journal Nature, one reassurance is that Q-Day may be a decade or more away. Also, there are nascent quantum-resistant encrypting schemes, though these too could take 5 years to implement. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.